You may be seated.
In terms of boo-boos one has created or experienced while being up here, one was when a very fine retired bishop from Northern Ireland, whom I knew when we were students together, came, and I was so thrown by his presence. And everyone was standing. I forgot to read the gospel. Totally, and proceeded straight in, with full vanity, into my sermon. It took me 5 minutes to read the sermon this morning when I was going over it. Let me warn you, folks, it'll take a little longer than 5 minutes. It's one of my specials. There are times when the thoughts which connect the three lessons in our lectionary are impenetrable mysteries. And despite my reasonable efforts, some links have remained a mystery, the solution known only to the compilers of the lectionary. But this morning, this is certainly not the case. Our readings were a delight to behold. And interestingly, all three draw from the same biblical source. It was good hearing the readings this morning. They're rich, they're alive, as befits a living word. Our readings have survived and spanned the ages, and this morning witnessed to us as a congregation. Proverbs is the most ancient text. It's just shy of 3,000 years old. Paul's words were penned just about 35 years after the Lord's resurrection. And John's words were in around 50 to 60 years after the spiritual revolution triggered by that same resurrection. And now, this morning, all three extracts from different times and places in history sing harmoniously in the spirit from the same hymn sheet. Like a Bach fugue, the spirit's themes and motifs weave seamlessly in and out, effortlessly interlacing and declaring Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And it was because of that, from Paul, in both Corinthians and Colossians, I brought in for us this morning a venerable icon from the Orthodox tradition, which is Christ, divine wisdom. It has been what is called opened. It spent time in a monastery, and then it was given to me formally. Christ, the divine wisdom. Now, back to our three men. John's words resonate in Proverbs. Proverbs reverberates in both John and Paul. Paul, in turn, amplifies with precision, depth, and tone the Holy Spirit's cosmic truths. These truths imparted to Solomon the Wise, to the beloved disciple, and Saul of Tarsus, former persecutor of Christ's church. The word of God reverberating and resonating until the cosmos forms and begins to sing a song. A song that is manifesting the intentions and the power of the living word of the triune God. I go over that sentence again. The word of God reverberating and resonating until the cosmos forms and begins to sing a song that manifesting the intention of the living Word of God. Isaiah, "So shall my word be that goeth out forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall," very definite, "but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it." In Genesis, and that is the book that's underpinning our extracts, we see the power of God, of God's word in action. And the opening of Genesis, Berat, Bereshit, Bara Elohim. Bereshit, Bara Elohim. In the beginning, God. Fact, as we say in Czech. Bereshit bara Elohim. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashaymim vet haharetz. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. Keep John echoing in your minds. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Notice, folks, the sun doesn't appear till much later on in creation. We are not speaking of the sun here, sunlight. That's further down in the list of creation. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light. And what's his comment? It was good. And God divided light from darkness. And I'm skipping down further. And God said, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. He created them. This is very important. I'll go back over this in a moment. And God saw. This is the seventh day. And God saw everything that he had made. Not some of the things he had made. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Get that into your heads. Get it into my head. There's a big journey. A truth has a big journey to go from here to here. It's a journey. The Holy Spirit co-labors with us to do the journey. Now, it's interesting. God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Our image and our likeness. Now, it's important to note in this abbreviated extract some important realities. Failure to grasp these will affect how we regard and value ourselves. The nature of our humanity and our place in the world. We are not some amoebic burp that crawled. Whatever the processes engaged that God used in creation, that is another thing. But what I think is crucially important, we are made in the image and the likeness of God. And never forget it. You are stamped. It's in your DNA. And when we proceed to live our lives in the coming year, which will be turbulent, Let us know the rock from whence we are hewn. Three things. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Let us have dominion, and let them have dominion over the earth. I've heard from relatives recently in chatting that the new sort of climate business has people saying maybe human beings shouldn't be on the earth. Maybe it isn't a good thing to have human beings. We are X, Y, and Z. That is not so. We are an integral part of this world, an integral part of the creator of this world. We have responsibilities. Indeed we do. But what's very important is that God saw everything was good. Not for discussion here. There is a point. Male and female, he created us. I'm not going to tread in there, but it's said here. So Solomon's Proverbs re-echo Genesis, but there's a shift in the Proverbs, and hence again the Greek Orthodox held it very well, the Christ, the divine wisdom. There's the perspective in Proverbs moves from the third person to the first person singular. And when you read down it, you could rename the passage, as I was doing, as Reminiscences of the Only Begotten. Because I love the natural, simple warmth and intimacy in this extract. Father with Son, before the Word became flesh in Mary. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work. The first of his acts, long ago, ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of earth. Then I love this, it's the relationship. When you see what Christ will go into in the coming weeks that we will commemorate. Then I was beside him, like a master worker. And look at it. I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. Look at the life. Daily his delight. Rejoicing before him always. Rejoicing in his inhabited world. And delighting in the human race. We must never let any group or ideology rob us of that. The day of Christ's atoning work and our redemption in the Holy Spirit crosses the eons of time from eternity, seeking manifestation and fulfillment in us. The day of Christ's atoning work and our redemption in the Holy Spirit crosses the eons of time from eternity, seeking manifestation and fulfillment in us. That's who we are. That's the effort that has gone into us. We have a great heritage. God's word will not return to him void. Remember that. So we can rejoice in God's faithfulness and that he will complete the redemptive work his Holy Spirit has commenced in us. John, like Paul, will take up the glorious salvific hymn that was seeded, the little mustard seed that was seeded in Genesis, where it says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. John and Paul will draw the fruition of the ancient Genesis promise, Jesus Christ, into the Roman world for worldwide dispersion. And then we get John, in principio erat verbum, et verbum erat ad podeum, et deus erat verbum. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. And what has come into being was life, life, life. Not death. Not misery. Life. Abundant life. And the light was the world of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Keep that in your minds. Sorry, keep that in your minds. Jack, John, keep it in your own mind also. John encounters the long-promised Word incarnate, and after 3 years with Jesus, dedicates the rest of his mortal existence faithfully to serving him and loving him, attesting that what has come into being in Jesus Christ is life, and this life irradiates and transforms us to our very DNA. Jesus Christ is the true light, enlightening everyone. And no one comes to the Father but by him. The light emanating from Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not and cannot overcome it. And the lovely line in John, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And through the Holy Spirit, the Lord dwells with us right now, right here. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's Son, full of grace and truth. Paul's encounter with the living Word transfixed him, blinded him, and drove him for quite a number of years into Arabia so he could spiritually assimilate within himself the upheaval created by this living Word. He rejoices, though, and I love the reading of it. Thank you. The reading of it. What? Take that bulletin home with you. I have a good mind to do my old teacher thing and go around and check that everyone has one and get notes from your parents if you don't. Take the bulletin home. There's joy in it. Look at the Colossian passage. Breathe it in to your very spirit. He rejoices, Paul, that is. You see, no, I won't go down that line. We'll finish. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Get that in. Let us get that in. The image of the invisible God, Christ. Without Christ, we could never see, touch. He is the image of the invisible God. In Christ Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In Christ Jesus, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things by making peace. And we see the price that was paid. By making peace through the blood of the cross. Think of the Proverbs, the delight. And think of Holy Week. But it all empowers us to reach out and to encounter and to embrace the incarnate Word of the living God. To all who received him, who believed in his name, leaned into it, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And we can only be children of God by the action of God's Holy Spirit, who were born not of blood, not of the willpower, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Christ, or God, begets us. I love that old word, begets and begat. God begets us through faith in Christ. So my closing words rest with Jesus, just before his arrest, speaking to his Father about his apostles, and by extension, to us. It's not back there. It's here, right here. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with glory. No, I paused in the wrong place. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order, this purpose, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. I'm preaching next Sunday. I gather it's the Feast of the Transfiguration. We can follow on a bit on that. That's interesting. Transformation. And this, brothers and sisters, is our brief for our brief sojourn here on earth. To love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and co-labor. We're not alone. Co-labor with his Holy Spirit. Try smiling, please. You look very... Can we smile? It's good news. Good. I can hear the cracking as the smile forms. God bless you all. Amen.